I'd been reading in the book of Luke mostly, and I'm thinking about the persistence that God told us to be persistent. And he told us a lot of things in the book of Luke, a lot of things, but we're going to be in chapter 18, and if we get to it, we'll get on over into chapter 19. But we're going to start out with Luke 18:1. We're going to use the NLT, and we're going to start out with this unjust judge, and we're going to talk about how the unjust judge and the woman. It said, one day Jesus told his disciples this story to illustrate their need for constant prayer and to show them that they must never give up. Now, I'd say he titled that pretty well, wouldn't you? We should be in constant prayer for any kind of a need. But let me tell you what. If you want to see God answer your prayer, you need to be in prayer and praise and worship to him when you have no needs. If you have no needs and everything's going good and you're praising him and worshiping him, then when the day comes that you need to interject a little thought, now, Lord, I have this need, he'll hear you, won't he? Amen. Now then, if the only time you come to him is when you have the need, he may not be so quick to answer your prayer. You know, I mean, he's kind of like a normal father. You know, I mean, if your son, you know, never come to see dad until he wanted something. If every time you saw son walk in the door, you knew he was going to want $50, $100, $500, you knew he had never been to your house, never just call and talk, dad, how you doing? Well, I'm doing good, son. You need something? No, I just want to call and check on you, dad, and tell you I love you. Not a whole lot of people don't do that for their fathers, do they? But should we? Yes. And so should we do that to God? Yes, Lord, this is Thurman this morning. I just want you to know I love you. I'm checking in this morning, Lord. He'll tell you how much I love you. You know, is that the way we should be, young lady? Sure. And of course, if you happen to be a girl, you know, and you're married, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you love it for the guy laying in bed beside you to say, honey, I love you. You like that? Sure, see, she's a normal woman. You know mine likes it. You know, she likes me to tell her how much I love her and how pretty she is and all these kind of things. She likes it. So if we like that, then what makes us think that God doesn't like those kind of things? You know, he did make us in his image, did he not? Yes, he made us in his image. So if we enjoy those kind of compliments and things and talking to each other, then we know that God loves it. And so whenever we're talking to the Lord, we should just regularly say, Lord, I just want you to know how much I love you. I praise you and thank you that you're my Lord and my God. You know, Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you that I woke up this morning, Lord. Thank you that I feel good today, Lord. Thank you. Like I've said a lot of times, I don't say this real often, but, you know, some people never done this. You get up, and, of course, usually when you get up in the morning, where's the first place you go? To the bathroom. We all have these needs. So you go in there and say you sit down on the potty. Most people have never said, Lord, I want to thank you that all those intestines in there are working perfect this morning. You know, we never think about that. Until one day they don't work. And then when you start having pain and you can't pass liquid or solids or whatever, then, did you know a lot of people won't even pray then? You know, they won't even seek God. You know, they feel too embarrassed. Who do you think made all them parts inside your body? Who did? God did, absolutely. So do you think it would be wonderful to tell him, Lord, thank you for all those organs that are in my body. Thank you, Lord, that my heart beats. In fact, where I really learned to praise him and worship him for my heart, one day I had the privilege to stop at the Museum of Science and Industry. I was in Chicago for a few days, a couple of days. And while I was there, I went down the street to the Museum of Science and Industry. I love science and industry. So I went down there, and inside of that big building, there is this huge room that's got all the parts of a heart. Have any of you ever been to that? Anybody in here ever been? No, does Scott have? It's really kind of awesome, isn't it? Oh, okay, but it was impressive, wasn't it? Yeah. I went in there. I was a grown man when I went in there, and I walked through all the chambers of our heart. I looked at this big thing, and then the thing I really remember, I go over, and there is a set of manometers. Now, You may not know what a manometer is, but a manometer is a tube, a glass tube with a bulb on the bottom of it that's got mercury in it. And when you squeeze the bulb, it causes the mercury to rise to a different level. And it says now then, squeeze the bulb here, and when it comes to right here at this level, if you have a perfect heart and all your arteries are wide open and your veins are all clean like they normally are when you're young, this is how hard your heart has to beat every time it beats to rise this mercury to this level. And I thought, wow, that'll be easy. And I reached up and I squeezed it and it went up there. And I thought, and I pumped that about 15 times and my hand is totally exhausted. That's a good heart. That's one that's working. That's the one the arteries and veins are open. And then it says if you have 50% plug, you have to push it hard enough to go to this level. And I did that. I could barely get it there with one hand. Then it says if you have 80 to 90% blockage, then you have to pump it to go to here. The only way I could get it there was with both hands. And I thought, Lord, you're in there pumping that little thing? Every time it pumps, who pumps it? God, that's absolutely right. I mean, to think that thing pumps all those times every day, 24 hours, it don't ever take a break. Oh, my heart's going to take a break today. I hope it don't, honey, because if it takes a break, what happens to you and me, Scott? It's over. We are no more. God has to continue to pump that heart. And what do we do with this heart? Do we take it for granted? Of course we do. Did you get up this morning and say, Lord, thank you for my nice, wonderful heart that you beat all night last night? Here's a truthful soul right here. That's the way we are, though, isn't it, brother? Should we tell the Lord, thank you for this wonderful heart that you put in here, that you beat it for me every day, Lord? Thank you that my veins and arteries are open and everything. And I want to thank you for my good health, because who is keeping you healthy? The Lord, guarantee. He's doing everything. There's nothing happens on this earth except God does it. And so we don't praise him. He said, you need to praise me and worship me. And do we need to? We don't do it enough, do we? No, none of us. Every one of us is guilty. I don't do it enough either. You know, but lots of times I'll sit back in my office and I'll be reading the word like I was all morning this morning. I'll be reading the word and I come up on some of these promises and I'll just sit back and lean back in my chair and put my hands behind my head and I say, Lord, I just can't worship you enough for what you've done. I just can't praise you enough for all the wonderful things you've done for us. This wonderful earth that you made for us. This wonderful body that you've given for me to live in. Lord, and what this body can do, you've given me the power to make this body get up and go, and I can do all kinds of things with this body. I can enjoy living on this earth. I can touch the earth with the body that you've given me. So, Lord, I just want you to know I love you, I praise you, I worship you, and I thank you. And if you do that on a regular basis, guess what? He'll keep it like that. He'll keep it healthy and young, and you'll get to be an old, healthy man. And of course, the power of the tongue, you know, whatever you want, but it doesn't. In fact, as Jim came up this morning with Eric, my son just showed up out there, and of course, I was in there studying, and somebody knocked on my door, and I said, come on in, and it was my son and my daughter-in-law, and he said, Dad, come out here, I want to show you my mule. I thought, you bought a mule? I said, okay. I knew Caitlin had been wanting a mule, so I thought maybe they bought a mule. So I get up and go outside, and it's one of those little car things called a mule. You know, I mean, I've seen those things all over the country. Tim was in talking to me the other day, and he said, they're setting up these running courses all over the country. They're getting thousands of people involved in this, and they're running and doing all kinds of things. And, of course, him being a leader in the gymnastic world and all that stuff, you know, these courses, he said, we have to borrow one of those things because you can't run a car up and down where these trails are, but they need something smaller than a car. But he said, those things are miles long. So he said, you know, we need to haul stuff, to haul signs and stuff. He said, we have to borrow one of those things every time we go to do this. And I said, well, why don't you buy one? He said, well, you know, they're pretty high. And I said, how high? He said, well, about $13.5 for a new one. And I said, well, find a used one. He said, well, there just ain't hardly no used ones around. I said, well, you know, you pray, and there'll be a good used one around. Well, a dealer called him this week. They told him, said, if you ever get a used one, let us know. He had one that looked like a brand new one. He sold them to him for half price. Boy, they were really happy. I told him, I said, you might as well buy your own, because if you make any money, if you show a profit on this company that you're going, I said, you're going, today's rates, you're going to give it all to the federal government. You can do that. But anyway, if we will serve God and do what he says and pray, he'll give us the desires of our heart. If you want to be a spiritual giant, how many of you would like to be a spiritual giant in the kingdom of God? That's good, because I think that makes God happy. When you hold up your hand, you want to be a spiritual giant. It's going to take dedication. You're going to have to get in the Word, study the Word, obey the Word, and do what the Word says. And if you do, then God will open, he will answer your prayers and do great and wonderful things for you. And I love it. Just like some of you were here the other day, and I told you the story that the last healing school we had, this little couple that sat right over here, right there, with a little boy, 13 years old, and a little four-year-old girl, or I think she was about four. I know the boy was 13. They were the very first ones up for prayer at the end of the healing school. And I said, ma'am, what's wrong with the boy? And she said, well, he has intestinal problems, and he has a problem with the retinas of his eyes. They didn't form properly. And said, what, honey? Didn't have enough pigment or something in the back of his eyes. I asked this question, how long has he been like this? Ever since birth. I said, was the boy conceived out of wedlock? And she said, yes. Now, how many people today in the world don't know that's a sin? They may know that's a sin, but they don't think there's a consequence to go with it. But I said, so he was conceived out of wedlock. She said, yes. I said, well, have you and your husband repented for that sin? She said, we have. I said, okay, now that you and your husband have both repented for the sin, I said, I'll break the curse over him. According to Galatians 3:13, Christ has already redeemed him from that curse.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Be Persistent and Never Give Up, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.